happens in this work is that the aspirant comes willing to learn without understanding that willingness to develop his or her intellectual capacity is not the same as understanding the nature of his or her will or what it's aligned with. And the mind is fed properly, nourished, given not just right and true ideas and principles, but is infused with a spirit that is mandatory for inflaming the little part of the heart that begins to align itself with the mind. But the mind and the heart remain disconnected for the longest time. But the beautiful part of the disconnection between the mind that is beginning to understand but has no real self-knowledge and a heart that wants to be awake is that slowly but surely a part of you begins to see the great gulf that exists between what you know with your mind and what you are in reality. It is the willingness to stand in that gulf, to stand in that gap, and to see where it is that you miss the mark, but not just miss the mark the way you used to think of it. Now you see that something in you has chosen what it has chosen because it called it good, even as you know it wasn't. And then you bear the slow crucifixion that takes place when who I am and what I can do and be are so far apart from each other. May God help me. And God does help you as long as you remain conscious and cognizant of the distance between these parts of yourself. Only God, only what is good, can put together what has fallen apart.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.